Leading the news this morning, and Meat and Livestock Australia admits it knew for years that cattle was being cruelly treated in those Indonesian abattoirs. It also says equipment it designed to restrain cattle was being used to hurt cattle there. The MLA says it's committed to improving conditions in the abattoirs in question. Britain and France will present a draft resolution to the UN Security Council condemning Syria for its violent crackdown on protesters. Russia has already said it won't be supporting the motion. Hundreds of people are fleeing Jisr al-Shughur across the border into Turkey as Syrian government forces converge on the town. Al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri, has vowed to pursue Osama bin Laden's jihad against the West. In a eulogy to the slain Al-Qaeda leader posted on jihadist websites, al-Zawahiri warned that Osama bin Laden would continue to terrify the US from beyond the grave. It's the first time al-Zawahiri has spoken publicly since bin Laden's death 5 weeks ago. Another Labor backbencher has spoken out against the federal government's planned asylum seeker deal with Malaysia. The member for Chisholm, Anna Burke, says she's not entirely comfortable with the policy and has taken up her concerns with the Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen. And the search continues today for a Victorian man who went missing while on a hunting trip at the weekend. Barwon prison manager David Prideaux was last seen near a hut in the state's Alpine National Park early on Sunday. Snow and heavy cloud have been hampering the search, and rescuers, though, haven't given up hope of finding him alive.